Maybe I should tell you, maybe there's someone here who wouldn't know where this is from. So this is from Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan. Now I saw in my dream that the highway which Christian was to go was fenced on either side with a wall, and that wall was called Salvation. Up this way, therefore, did burdened Christian run, but not without great difficulty, because of the load on his back. Do you remember when Christian, his name was Graceless, you don't find that near the beginning of the book, later on. At the beginning, his name was Graceless. You come across that into the story. But remember when he was told which way to go, and he started, he headed out, heavy burden on his back. He knew he had to get out of the city of destruction. And they didn't want him to go. The people that knew him, they tried to hold him back. They tried to dissuade him. And what did he do? He plugged his ears. He put his fingers in his ears and he cried, "Life! Life!" He ran away from them and everything that wanted to hold him back. Life, life, eternal life. And now here he's going along and he's coming to a wonderful place. He ran thus till he came at a place somewhat ascending. And upon that place stood a cross, and a little below in the bottom a sepulcher. So I saw in my dream that just as Christian came up with the cross, his burden loosed from off his shoulders and fell from off his back and began to tumble, and so continued to do till it came to the mouth of the sepulcher, where it fell in, and I saw it no more. Then was Christian glad and lightsome, and said with a merry heart, "He hath given me rest by his sorrow, and life by his death." Then he stood still a while to look and wonder, for it was very surprising to him that the sight of the cross should thus ease him of his burden. He looked, therefore, and looked again, even till the springs that were in his head sent the waters down his cheeks. Now as he stood looking and weeping, behold, three shining ones came to him and saluted him with, "Peace be to thee." So the first said to him, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." The second stripped him of his rags and clothed him with change of raiment. The third also set a mark on his forehead and gave him a roll with a seal upon it, which he bid him look on as he ran, and that he should give it in at the celestial gate. So they went their way. Then Christian gave three leaps for joy and went on singing, "Thus far did I come, laden with my sin, nor could aught ease the grief that I was in, till I came hither. What a place is this! Must here be the beginning of my bliss? Must here the burden fall from off my back? Must here the strings that bound it to me crack? Blessed cross, blessed sepulchre, blessed rather be the man that there was put to shame for me. Amen." My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear. With what you did with that impossible key. Put it down another half step. Two flats would be easier for you and for me. Just to think of you doing that is just... Gone, 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 gone. Yes, my sins are gone. Now my soul is free and in my heart's a song. Buried in the deepest sea. Yes, that's good enough for me. I shall live eternally. Praise God, my sins are gone. Gone, 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 gone. Yes, my sins are gone. Now my soul is free and in my heart a song. Buried in the deepest sea. Yes, that's good enough for me. I shall live eternally. Praise God, my sins are gone. Okay, now that we know it, let's stand and sing it. Gone, 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 gone. Yes, my sins are gone. Now my soul is free and in my heart's a song. Buried in the deepest sea. Yes, that's good enough for me. I shall live eternally. Praise God, my sins are gone. Let's take our hymn books and open to 103. 103. That's a good key. Hint, hint. Thank you, thank you. It goes a little too high. let's be seated. Oh, behold the man of sorrows. Of love so true, He alone can be the giver, since He rents the veil in two. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come to the cross, Lord, this morning. We thank You for all You did for us there. Hallelujah. But we see You, Lord, risen and exalted. Hallelujah. Triumphant Savior, mighty conqueror. Hallelujah. Dispensing grace and life to Your people. All glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Walking in their midst this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Right here, right now. Ministering to all my need. Hallelujah. Loving Savior. Victorious Lord. Oh, we love You, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Anointed with eyes, salve, we thank You, Lord. Eyes to see You, hearts to love You. Oh, Holy Ghost, we thank You for Your mighty, gracious, glorious working. Hallelujah. 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 What a Savior. Hallelujah, what a friend, saving, helping, keeping, loving, He is with me to the end. I think that was the song that our trumpeters played for us this morning. Is that right? Is my memory?
Right.
And we appreciate that. That's a great blessing to hear you. 23 in our hymn books. Let's sing the first verse and the second verse and the last verse. Okay, they're all good, but... They say Robert Harkness was such a great musician, but I don't know if he ever sang his song. I find some of his songs so hard to sing, I don't know where to breathe. But it's a great song and great, wonderful words. Chapman was an evangelist, and he was greatly used of God to bring many people to faith in Jesus as he proclaimed the gospel that awakens the hearts of sinners, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. 23. Jesus, what a friend for sinners. Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends may fail me, foes assail me. He, my Savior, makes me Jesus. I think that we ought to take a moment to pray for the camp, the campers, and the counselors. First, I just want to say a word to the young men, and we have a young lady here too that are sitting in the front row. It's good. It's very good. We were at a minister's meeting, and my aunt, who has been taking the fourth period with her husband and son for quite a number of years, ministry, she said, could you do something about those kitchen boys that straggle in, and you never know when they're going to come, and then they sit in the front and they look so disheveled. It's okay, in the morning it's all right, we know they're working. At night they dress up real nice, but We prepared a Bible study, and then you have to wait. You don't know if you can start. You don't know when they're coming, and I have to tell her. It's, you know, she said sometimes it's better than others, but I have to tell her about this group. Did anybody tell you to come in so promptly every single morning and to look so fine and to sit so straight? Sometimes we have to keep certain folks away from those green chairs because they're just too comfortable and conducive to sleep. After a while, you know, maybe you're not one for that chair. You should sit on one of the straighter, you know. But not this year, at least not so far, right? So what can I say but thank you? It's really good. I'm going to tell her, and we'll work on her session too, so that it's not just I don't get all the good things. Only, I mean. Sister Jean, are there any kids that are needing our prayers? God is keeping us well. Good, good. Well, praise the Lord. That's good. Then we'll all pray that God will speak to their hearts and give them a great day and touch them and work in them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's pray for the village kids and the cottage kids and their counselors. Who will lead us in prayer? Someone who has this on their hearts will lead out, and we'll all pray with you. Hallelujah.
Well, we thank you so much for this opportunity to reach all these children. And we pray that you would stretch forth your hand, even now, while they gather together, to draw them to yourself. Lord, let your presence be manifest to them, to melt their hearts, to change them, to make them, oh God, to want you, to love you, to seek and find you. Draw them, draw us. That we might run after you, O Lord, here in this camp. Keep your hand over this, all that are here in Watch Rock and down in the village and cottage. Keep us safe, keep us well, and please keep drawing us to yourself. In Jesus' name.
Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Dear Lord, you're so wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Dear God, that just the desire of their heart would be you, and that just their sights would be on you, Lord, and
Amen.
That they would just be 100% focusing on you, and nothing would matter to them anymore except for you, Lord, and just if they have any burdens or anything, Lord, that they would just be lifted off them and put to you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Amen.